Audio 5.13.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to my presentation about Toastmasters International. I think you'll find it really interesting to know that there is a place where you can learn and practice your presentation and public speaking skills in English. Moreover, you will improve your proficiency at the same time. The place I'm talking about is a Toastmaster club, and there is probably one close to where you live. Let me give you a quick overview of my talk. First, I'll tell you briefly about the history of Toastmasters and how the club operates. Then, I'll tell you about an educational program offered by Toastmasters. Finally, I'll describe the club meetings and the roles that members take on during those meetings. Please interrupt me at any time if something interests you and you'd like more information about it, or if you have a question. So, let's begin. Toastmasters International is a non-profit educational organization that offers programs to help its members improve their communication, public speaking, and leadership skills. Toastmasters operates through clubs all over the world. It runs communication and leadership programs designed to help men and women learn the arts of speaking, listening, and thinking. The vast majority of club meetings around the world are conducted in English. This way, non-native speakers of English can become more proficient in the language while improving their communication skills. The organization grew out of a single club, Smedley Club No. 1, which is now known as the first Toastmasters Club. It was founded by Ralph Smedley in 1924 at the YMCA in Santa Ana, California. Throughout its history, Toastmasters has served over 4 million people, and today the organization has over 230,000 members in 106 countries. Toastmasters International is staffed completely by volunteers, except for a paid staff of about 60 at the world headquarters. As I mentioned earlier, Toastmasters operates through local clubs, with 20 members being a typical size. The local clubs meet on a regular basis. During meetings, members practice various skills that are useful in public speaking. These skills include giving speeches, speaking extemporaneously, without preparation, listening, and providing each other with feedback. Some clubs meet monthly, some meet twice a month, and some meet weekly. Membership is open to all people age 18 and above who want to improve their communication skills. Toastmasters even offers a youth leadership program, which is an 8-session program that introduces school-age children to the art of public speaking. Now I will tell you about the educational program offered by Toastmasters. The Toastmasters program is divided into two separate tracks: communication and leadership, with members progressing along each track by presenting speeches and taking on roles within their club. Toastmasters clubs apply a learn-by-doing philosophy, where each member learns at a pace suitable to their needs. The heart of the Toastmasters curriculum is the communication track, which consists of speech projects, each building upon the other in skills and difficulty. The advanced projects focus on a particular aspect of communication, such as technical presentations, storytelling, or interpersonal communication. For each project, the member prepares and delivers a speech in front of the club. Speakers are expected to limit their presentations to prescribed time limits. For most speeches, the limit is 5 to 7 minutes. Advanced communication projects are generally between 10 and 15 minutes, although some can be as long as half an hour. After the member has given the presentation, another Toastmaster member will evaluate the presenter based on certain criteria for each project. This continual evaluation is a distinctive feature of Toastmasters. Each activity at a club is evaluated. Speeches are evaluated both orally at the meeting and in the member's manual. This near-immediate feedback provides members with information on how to improve their presentation skills, and is intended to provide a positive experience for the speaker. Oral evaluations are also intended to help the evaluator improve his or her ability to give constructive feedback to other Toastmasters. Learning to give feedback develops many skills, including effective listening, how to motivate, encourage, and support other members, and how to develop and present a short evaluation with minimal preparation. Another track that Toastmasters teaches is the leadership skills track. When a person joins a Toastmasters club, they are given a copy of the Competent Leadership Manual, which contains 10 projects or assignments they can complete by serving in various meeting roles, as well as participating in or organizing club contests, membership campaigns, and PR campaigns in their club. Club meetings also give members the opportunity to learn parliamentary procedure and meeting etiquette that can be important in business and political settings. And this brings us to the final part of my presentation, which concerns meetings and members' roles. As I mentioned before, the basis for the operation of each Toastmaster club is its meetings. Each meeting, which lasts from 1 to 2 hours, has a structured format, with various members taking on different roles in the meetings. The meeting is run by a Toastmaster of the day. There are 3 basic parts to the Toastmasters meeting: prepared speeches, table topics, and evaluations. In the prepared speaking portion of the meeting, 2, 3, or sometimes 4 Toastmasters will give a prepared presentation or speech. Table topics is an extemporaneous speaking exercise where the speaker speaks off the cuff. That is, the speaker responds to a question or topic that is not known beforehand. The table topics master presents the topic and calls on an individual, and that individual has 1 or 2 minutes to respond. The evaluation session is where feedback is provided to all members, including the speakers. The evaluation session is headed by a general evaluator, who calls on individual speech evaluators to give a 2 to 3 minute evaluation of an earlier presentation. Some advanced clubs have a round-robin evaluation. In a round-robin, after the evaluator gives an evaluation, other members are asked for additional comments on the presentation. Each club has other roles that members take turns in. For example, there is a grammarian who notes mispronunciations and mistakes in grammar or word repetition. Example, I did, sometimes called double clutching. In some clubs, the grammarian will also point out positive uses of language, including nice turns of phrase, clever formulations, and especially poetic or otherwise exceptional uses of language. There is an ah counter, who keeps track of audible pauses such as well, and you know. The meeting's timer reports how much time each speaker, table topics responder, and evaluator took to give his or her presentation. There are sometimes additional roles, depending on the club. For example, there may be a humor master or joke master who tells a funny story or jokes, a word master or lexicologist who presents a word of the day to help members increase their vocabulary, a listener who asks questions after the presentations to make sure everyone was listening, and or an award presenter who presents awards at the end of the meeting. German clubs have introduced the pub master, who is responsible for reserving a table and leading the way to a restaurant or pub for an informal meeting after the Toastmasters session. So, here I've come to the end of my talk. Let me just review one more time what I was talking about. First, you heard general information about Toastmasters, including the history and the way they are organized. Then, I presented the Toastmasters educational programs. Finally, I talked about their meetings and members' roles. Now let me ask you, Which Toastmasters activities do you find most interesting? Do you think these activities are helpful to people who want to improve their proficiency in English? Why?